Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. And you know what this song makes me think, guys?
Hey.
You know what this song puts me in the mindset of?
What does it put you in the mindset of, Max?
Are we done with the defense wins championships mindset in the NFL? That's what this makes me think of. I hear this song and I think, you know what a question I have? Does defense really win championships?
A lot of questions about you, Max, as a person.
Yeah. Hey, what's up,
regular
man?
Person?
One.
You're asking if physical touch is done in the NFL?
Is physical touch?
Well, not pretty soon, the way these rules are protecting the quarterback. Am I right?
Jay Will told me to tell you what's up.
Shut up, kid.
Before you move on, and we were talking about the dynasty stuff or whatever, since we're at the top, I want to get this out the way before I run out of time. We were talking about dynasty at the top of the hour, 6 o'clock hour, right? And Jay thought we were going to skip past this. He was hoping. But I want to do the Jay Will got you moment. You know how Jay likes to say, got you, Max McKee. You said this. You said that.
That's how my voice sounds? That's how I sound?
Well, not exactly, but, you know.
Jay's taking notes. The pen came right out. Look at his hand. The pen came right out.
Yeah. So I want to play something back from the 6 o'clock hour when you said that the Kansas City Chiefs were, in fact, a dynasty. And then later on in that same conversation,
yes,
you about-faced.
Did I?
Take a listen to this.
Did I? See, I think they're a dynasty. You get to
five
championship games. That's the elite of the elite. Right? Other than getting to a Super Bowl. You get the 3 Super Bowl appearances. You win 2 of them. Your quarterback is a 2-time MVP. Mm-hmm. He's a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. Mm-hmm. You have a Hall of Fame coach, maybe one of the top 5 greatest coaches of all time. You're drafting at a very high clip. Mm-hmm. And for me, like when I look at that to me is it's the start of a dynasty, right? It's the beginning of a dynasty. It doesn't mean that the dynasty's over, but it's starting. Yes. Yes. This is the beginning of a dynasty. It's a dynasty. It's at the earliest stage. I'm projecting a dynasty here.
No, wait.
Max,
I was talking over you.
Wait, Jay.
I was talking. I didn't realize they played the sound because you was moving your hands. It sounded like you was talking. We're going to listen to the front part of it and be quiet here.
See, I think they're a dynasty. I mean, you get to 5 AFC championship games. That's the elite of the elite, right? Other than getting to a Super Bowl. You get to 3 Super Bowl appearances, you win 2 of them.
I think they are a dynasty.
Okay.
Is what you said.
Yeah.
And then you said they are the start of a dynasty.
Yeah, but Key, so I'm saying they're at the start of a dynasty. Like, so they're at the beginning. I'm projecting that they are a dynasty.
Are they a dynasty yet? Because
yes,
he's right.
I'm saying they're at the beginning.
They're already a dynasty.
No, that's not what you said, Jay.
Hold on. Let me finish. If you're talking about, we said the Spurs over that span of time, right? Like, you're looking back on it now saying, oh, yeah, I guess they missed it for 6 years, but we'll tack on that 14-year. That's a dynasty. I'm sitting here saying, no, we're at the beginning stages of a dynasty that we're going to keep seeing.
Question.
It's a dynasty.
I understand.
Yes.
So what you're saying is they have already done enough, if it stopped right now, to be called a dynasty.
Yes.
But that we're still in the beginning stages of it, so there's a long way to go. There's going to be more of it coming.
Yes.
But it already qualifies as a dynasty. See, I think it's right on the fence. I think
you could call it
a dynasty, or you might say they need one more championship. I do know that if you call the Bills a dynasty,
then this must be one. We are saying that you need to win championships to be a dynasty, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Although Key says
not for
the Bills.
That you don't need to win championships.
I said the Bills didn't need to win a championship because
that's pretty much saying you don't need to win a championship to be a dynasty.
If somebody goes to 4 or 5 straight Super Bowls,
I don't give rewards for second place. I don't know about you guys, but we don't give trophies for second place.
Put it this way: we had an argument the other day about, like, I was talking about MVP finishes. It's not just the ones you win; it's when you come in second, third, fourth. I think it matters where you place. It doesn't mean nothing.
I think there's a conspiracy against you right now because I have another clip that they found.
It's the start of a dynasty. I think they're a dynasty. I think they're a dynasty. What's wrong? It's the start of
it's
a
start
dynasty.
Of a dynasty.
It's
yeah.
not those what? Two things are not mutually exclusive. Provided Jay, which he answered already,
Thank you.
Says See, says guys, they're already a dynasty, but that the dynasty's not over. As opposed to
it's the start
as opposed
of a dynasty.
To it's not
Tell
a dynasty
Max.
Yet.
Tell him, Max.
But it will be.
I,
He's
I
not
I,
saying
I, I'm
that.
Not Tell trying these people, to go. Max. I am not trying to go to court with this.
Tell them what higher the man, that we're
simply
on
the
right
guy came out of his mouth and said they're
dynasty. You can't handle the truth.
Now, had Jay meant they're not a dynasty yet, but I think they will be. It's not what he's saying. He's saying they are a dynasty, and it's just getting started.
Look,
right?
let me
I get that.
Thank you, Max.
Let me explain something to Mr. Kellerman along with Mr. Williams. Whenever you come up and sit in front of someone and you say something is something, it is a dynasty. You can no longer backtrack and try to erase what you already said, which is it is a dynasty, not the start of a dynasty. You did not say, Mr. Williams, at all whatsoever. Did you say at one point in time at all, did you ever say it's a dynasty? Did you ever say that?
Yes.
Okay. You, in fact, just admitted that you called it a dynasty. So, therefore, you are admitting that it is a dynasty.
Yes, it's a dynasty.
I'd like to cross-examine
okay.
the witness.
Thank you. I'm done.
I'd like yes. to cross-examine the witness.
No further,
sorry,
I have
I'm
no further questions.
By your questions.
He's the prosecutor. I'm the defense. I'd like to cross-examine the witness.
Your seat's really hot, damn it.
Jay, have you witnessed dynasties
questions.
In the past?
Yes. It's
Would you agree that there
dynasty.
Is a beginning, middle, and end stage to a dynasty?
Yes.
Is it possible for a team to have already established a dynasty and yet still be in the beginning stages of it, meaning there's much more to come?
I would believe that to be accurate, Mr. Kellerman, yes.
Is that what you meant when you made your comments?
Yes.
No further questions. See,
I would like to cross-examine and redirect.
You can't cross. So, you already examined me.
He's redirect.
No, I can redirect.
I don't know. We're just making it up.
Yes. No, I can redirect. I have... I can redirect.
He's been okay. he's been in the, in the courtroom
You've
before,
the
obviously.
Systems.
Clearly,
wow! Now I'm getting ready to go racial.
It's not racial.
Guy,
it's just that you know all the rules.
I got a white guy saying that a black guy has certainly been in the system before.
Well,
I
understand
you,
Mr.
Kellerman.
He just knows all the rules.
You're going to be in contempt, sir.
Just Key, you missed the point. Why I hired the white lawyer? How come you're not my representation?
Jay, not just a white lawyer.
Yeah. The
no, don't say it.
You can say it.
You can't say it, Jay. Max can say it.
I happen to be Jewish.
I can think it. You can think it.
And Max
can
say it. I hereby wave my Jewish wand and allow you guys immunity from any persecution based on you saying I'm a Jewish lawyer. Go ahead.
We're going to get canceled on Valentine's Day, but here's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Is the Chicago Bulls a dynasty?
Yes.
Okay, twice.
No, it's one. It's one dynasty.
It's two, but one together because they won two separate times, three championships.
I think you just said exactly what I just said.
No, I did say that. So, are the San Antonio Spurs a dynasty?
Yes.
No further questions.
Objection! Objection! You're inserting your opinion
is
there.
Leading the witness.
Yeah, you're leading the witness.
There you go. Just in case. Why do I have to tell you? You're supposed to be the best.
Damn it!
Max, you're gonna get us fired.
You can't handle
Max,
the
go.
Truth.
I don't think that you said
it. Wave my wand.
Now here's that's right. You have immunity from.
Oh God!
If anyone has a problem with it, they can debate me, but it has to be in Yiddish. They have to debate me in Yiddish. How's that? See, once you say
down.
That, you're good.
They always triple down.
Why not? Chred Yiddish. Ich kann obna shmus auf Yiddish. It's true.
Stop, it's man. We want to survive.
You got it. Don't worry about it. You're good. Listen,
I'm sweating on the witness stand.
Do you have to have? Here's another question.
You felt like you were in court, right?
According to Key, the Bills are a dynasty even without a single championship. But he's making an exception for them. And by the way, these rules are not hard and fast, right?
Five Hall of Famers.
But for the most part, do you need to win back to back? The Spurs never did that. And insofar as there is an argument against them as a dynasty, it's that they never went back to back. Do you need to win back to back to be a dynasty?
No.
No.
You don't. You need to win for a long stretch period of time, whether long stretch, right? But in that long stretch, without the Bills, leave the Bills out of it, you need to bring home at least three championships in that stretch period of time. And I'm talking about a nice 8 to 10 year run where the head coach is still there and 1 or 2 to 3 to 4 or 5 key pieces are part of those championship 3 to 4 championship runs that you have. When you think about San Antonio, long stretch, but 3 or so of those players were still part of that. They were part of that dynasty along with the organization.
I agree. I don't think you need to go back-to-back. I do think if you do go
back-to-back. Going back-to-back is just sweet.
Yeah, it's nice.
Certainly if you got three and you've gone back-to-back in a half dozen years, 6, 7 years, that's
you just need to see a sustained excellence over a period of time for me. Like, if that's a seven-year window, like
what level of
finals. Like, that's what, to me, like, getting AFC championship games matter because it's either AFC championship, Super Bowl, or bust. Like,
you could say the Eagles with Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb were an NFC dynasty. If you go to four straight, or the Bills, who went to four straight Super Bowl, an AFC dynasty, if not a real dynasty.
We just don't say that.
But the problem that you have, Max, it wasn't the Super Bowl. If they'd gone to four straight Super Bowls, the Eagles,
I know, yeah, it's another.
And then
level.
I would be like, oh, yeah, that's they are a dynasty. You can't have a conference dynasty.
Are callers agreeing with you on this, Key, that the Bills are a dynasty?
I have no idea, but we can
I need to hear people call in and give us their opinion on this.
ESPN. 888-SAY-ESPN. And by the way, are we done with saying defense wins championships in the NFL?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Hey, guys, breaking news. Adam Schefter is reporting that the Colts announced that they have officially hired former...
Eric Bieniemy?
Let's not be ridiculous. Of course not. Eric Bieniemy doesn't get hired as head coach. Former Eagles offensive coordinator, and when I say former, I mean just this season, Shane Steichen as their head coach. How good is this job, Key?
Well, it's a good job, obviously, the clear-cut answer. There's only 32 of them, right? So it's a good job.
Yeah.
What's the patient level? Are they willing to see it through? Are they willing to be patient to try to figure out the quarterback situation? They got a few pieces on the defensive side of the ball, the Zaire Franklins of the world. You look at the can they get Jonathan Taylor back going? And can Michael Pittman Jr. try and take another step? Because I thought he took a step back last year. Didn't think that he was nearly as productive or the type of player he was the season before. It's a patient job. Not a great division. Jacksonville's right now probably the leader in the division, followed up by Tennessee, and then toss up between the Colts and Houston, I would think.
See, I would think right from the gate, if you're a guy like Shane Steichen, you come into this organization, you say, okay, I just came from a situation in which we had a dynamic quarterback that great leader, led our team to a Super Bowl. Like, we need a game-changing quarterback.
Got to find that guy.
So right out of the gate, Keith, I'm Steichen. I'm trying to draft. I'm talking to the Bears. Like, what compensation do you need? What do you need, Chicago? Because I'm here looking at C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young as that guy. I don't know how you think about it, Keith, but if you got to make a play for a quarterback.
I don't think Indianapolis has the currency to climb up to the first spot to go get a quarterback.
And therefore, this is a great job. You know why it's a great job? Because if you go to ownership and say, look, we've tried patchwork for a long time. We've tried the scrap heap. We've tried to get someone on the cheap for a long time. Forget about Jimmy G. Oh, they're ready to win now. We're not actually ready to win this season. What we need to do is draft and develop a franchise quarterback. Because once you do that, Key, as a head coach, you got runway.
Well, they may be able to.
You got three years.
What they may be able to do.
Or for your Jets, you got longer.
What they may be able to do is Carr will be released by the Raiders. And if they want to spend some money.
They've done that so many times.
They did the end of the barrel. The Carr is not the end of the barrel. I don't care what they said in Las Vegas. He's a long way from the end of the barrel.
What I was going to say, Jay,
is that he'll be free. If they want to make a play, they make a play to get him as a bridge-type guy, and then they could draft the guy in the second round, so to speak. That's what they could do. But I don't know that Carr, because he'll have a lot of suitors once he becomes available. The Jets will be in the mix. Miami certainly could be in the mix, depending on what happens with Tua and Rodgers. You know, Green Bay, if they let Rodgers go, they could be in the mix. So he'll have a number. The 49ers can be in the mix. He'll have a number of teams. That's one of the reasons the New Orleans Saints, that's one of the reasons he said, I'm not doing y'all no damn favors. Y'all going to release me or y'all going to pay me that $47 million. It's up to y'all to make that decision. So they can go that route and draft a guy, but they don't have enough currency to climb the
wall. I'm all for, like, Matt Ishibia, right, for the Phoenix Suns. Comes in right out of the gate, first day on the job. No, we're going to get you, Kevin Durant, 4 first-round draft picks. I'll give you Mikal Bridges. I'll give you Cam Johnson. I'll give you another one. Fine, we're going all in. But, Key, I also know that sometimes contradicts how coaches want to go about doing it, right? Like, how you play the game. Like, just to put everybody on game. Sometimes it's like, well, look, I'm not trying to win 12 games my first year. Like, I'm trying to set the bar low, Key. Like, let me bring in somebody. Let us set up the call of going through a rebuild. Like, let me get a good, like, 3-4 years to build this organization the slow, right way.
Football's different.
Right.
I know it's different, but, like, what realistically, what do you expect the Colts to – what, you think they're going to make the playoffs next year?
Well, remember, in basketball, it's conference, right? It is in football, but it's division. And in the division, that division is so weak. Like, that division is as weak as all outdoors. And the Colts were knocking on the door.
Yeah.
They were knocking on the door trying to turn things around, and then it didn't go the way they thought it was going to go.
Key, what the lesson has to be for the Colts over the last several years is don't get fooled by that. Right? This is a very Keyshawn Johnson way of thinking. I'm surprised at you. Don't be fooled by that. You got to now do it the right way. You've tried it the other way 3-4 times. You're going to keep trying it. Maybe it works. Maybe David Carr can do it. Maybe Jimmy G can do it.
But I don't have anything, though, Max.
Yeah, but that even gives you more runway as a coach.
But I don't have anything to go get a start over. Like if I'm picking a quarterback in the third round because I don't have any picks.
No, not this year, Keith.
I don't have any currency.
Not this year. You go to ownership. Hey, there's no one there right now. We don't have the currency. So we're going to just tweak the roster, build up, and then next year we're going to go out and get the quarterback.
Who am I rolling out there? I got to put somebody underneath.
Go get Jimmy G for a little while.
I'm not. Yeah, but Jimmy G's going to be – people are going to go after Jimmy G and pay 30 – Carolina Panthers are going to chase him down. Who else is – we don't know what New Orleans is thinking if they don't get Carr.
That's right.
Come on, man. There's so many teams that's out there that need quarterbacks, and it's not a lot.
You find someone to run out because you're not really aiming for next year.
You can't run out anybody. You're running out anybody, you're going to mess around and get fired.
Well, look, if you go to
stadiums.
Actually, but to me, I think it gives you – I think you know how you say you got to do something in 3 years? But the Colts don't have to do anything till year 3 because if they develop a quarterback. So that gives you time to fix things. Like, Key, if you
but
went
you
in as coach.
You got to get a quarterback in three. Who are you getting?
In 3 years, no one's going to present themselves?
But if okay, let's assume they just wet the bed this year, 2023.
All right.
And they wet the bed in 2024.
And they draft a guy in 20.
And they draft a guy.
Yeah.
So, but Key.
I'm going to get fired.
Key, let me ask you. If you got the number 4 overall, you got the number 36 overall, and then you got the number 80 overall, which are their picks, you wouldn't trade up for a quarterback?
But that one may be more valuable to Chicago because somebody else may want to go get that
one. I understand what it may be.
And
but,
then somebody else may come to them and say, I'll give you my six, my next year, this,
I agree.
That, and the
It may lose. It may not win the bidding war.
And,
but ultimately, you have to make that play if you're the Colts.
And here's what I'll say about that. There at this quarterback market right now this year, Jay, there is not a quarterback who is worthy as the number one overall pick.
Yeah, you don't like this draft as much.
It's not – no, it's not – we're not doing
CJ
Stroud as the number one overall pick.
What about next year?
I don't know. I haven't –
But the chances are in 1 or 2 – in 2 years.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to find someone.
Caleb Williams would probably
Caleb
be the
Williams.
Number one
there
overall guy. Probably be the number one overall guy. In 2020, what year would it be? 2024.
Key, you take over a team. Remember, I'm the special assistant to the GM. You take over the team.
You have the office. You have the office before you get into the office.
Great. Terrific. I'll take it. So you're taking over a team, Key. You're going to evaluate everybody. You're going to look at the college scene. You're going to see who's coming out this year, who's coming out next year. You're going to find one or two guys you like. You're going to target them. You're going to go to ownership, sell the vision, and you're going to have 3 years to find the guy, draft the guy, and you don't even have to do anything. You just have to show progress by year three if that's your plan.
But I don't want that plan. That plan doesn't work in the NFL. It only works in the NBA and Major League Baseball. It does not work in the
National Football
League.
But, Key, they've tried it. I agree with you many times, but when you've tried it the other way for years now and you keep falling on your face.
I'm trying it with you. I'm not trying it with Carr or Aaron Rodgers or somebody, Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm trying it with dudes that – come on, man. Dudes that go be a best around in rocket chairs in a year or two.
See, now, like, I'm the special assistant to the GM. Now I got to stab him in the back, though. Now I got to do a whole thing to take over the job because he's going to lead us to destruction trying to mess around with Jimmy G and Derek Carr and get bounced.
You
in
had
the
me messing with Philip Rivers.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
The MVP of Super Bowl 57, Patrick Mahomes.
Can you talk to us a little bit about what Alex Smith did for you during your rookie season?
What a guy, man. I got to talk to him a little bit after the game. I mean, just a great player and a better person, and he taught me so much that helped my career kind of skyrocket the moment I stepped on the football field.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by former number one overall pick, former NFL quarterback, and now ESPN NFL analyst, Alex Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, Alex?
I love the tunes. Appreciate it.
Key is feeling it. Key is in his feels. Look at that. All right. Hey, Alex, when you hear Patrick,
how you guys doing?
Good. We're doing well. But when you hear Patrick Mahomes say something like you just heard, what does it mean to you?
I mean, it's flattering, right? And I think, I mean, I feel like I get too much credit. Those guys are being too nice. You know, listen, it's not like I was imparting wisdom to this kid daily and I told him the secrets to being maybe the greatest quarterback of all time. You know, he had nothing to do with the situation, right? I had nothing to – we had no control over it. The powers that be, you know, put us in the room together. But I do think there was a common respect there that started that relationship and allowed for what took place. You know, he and I did everything together that year. I mean, that's just the way that quarterback room operates. And he got a front row seat. You know, I was in my 13th year. I had worked through a lot of dysfunction early on in my career to get to the point where, you know, I developed how I approached the game and prepared. And he got a front row seat to see that for, you know, 16 weeks. You know, from there, obviously, he took off. And it's been a completely historic, unprecedented story. So, again, flattered when he says that stuff. But, you know, obviously, I had very little to do with the no-look passes, the, you know, everything that is Patrick. So, again, I'm just so pumped for them. This kid is so special. Talent aside, I mean, take the freaky talent out of it, man. This kid is a competitor, how smart he is, how well he processes information. And then the person that he is on top of it for such a young age to be the, you know, have the stardom that he deals with, but still be the person, still be true to himself is obviously really, really cool.
What, Alex, what did you make of his overall performance, though, in the Super Bowl?
I think it just showed so much of his maturity. I mean, we're so used to seeing his heroics, right? Like this kid that can do things that nobody else can do. He can put the team on his back at times like nobody else. I think you saw the maturity from 2 years ago when they lost in the Super Bowl, when this offensive line obviously struggled, when Patrick, I think at times tried to do maybe too much because he can. And then I think in this game to hurt the ankle again and to see him over the course of a halftime come out and be able to play a different style of football for a young kid to be able to do that. Like, I just think that's so impressive to just, I'm going to beat you from the pocket all day because I am on kind of half a leg. You know, it's so unprecedented. He basically was a spectator that entire first half, you know, as the Eagles played keep away and then to come out in the second half and just, again, I think the competitor in him, just is also what makes him so unique. And then the scramble at the end, obviously the play to win it, unreal. So, these are the ones you remember, I think. You know, again, the AFC Championship game, same thing on the bad ankle. This game, to come out and just find a different way to win, to be able to kind of morph your game. Hey, I'm banged up, but I'm still good enough to find a way. And I think that's what makes him so unique.
Alex Smith, former NFL quarterback, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Alex, you know, a lot of times talking about a lot of different sports, right? Basketball, football, baseball. You see that talent isn't enough alone, right? You need a coach that can establish the right culture that is conducive to the talent flourishing. What makes Andy Reid so special about the culture he's created within that Chiefs organization?
Yeah, I think you hit on a great point. I actually think this is Andy Reid's greatest strength, is allowing people to be themselves. And I think there's no two greater examples than Patrick and Travis Kelce. You know, I think it's easy to forget that when Patrick came out, there were a lot of people that questioned would his style even work in the NFL, that this kid is too raw, he's too unorthodox, you can't mold him, he can't be a professional quarterback. And to see Andy bring him in, and I mean, I was there his entire rookie year. There was no time when Andy tries to handcuff this kid, right? Like, try to put him into a box of what a quote unquote pro style quarterback should look like. You know, he's tried to mold and accentuate those strengths, if anything, you know, like let him be him. Let's build it around him. And I think that's an credit to him. That's a credit to Andy. Like everywhere he's been, these offenses have looked different. I mean, when he was with Brett Favre, it looked different. When he was with Donovan, different. Mike Vick, me, it certainly looks completely different now with Patrick at the helm. And then same thing with Travis. People ask me all the time, like, how's Travis get open? Well, Andy lets him have that kind of flexibility. I mean, if you look at Travis's route tree on a piece of paper, I mean, there's when they draw it up, there's like six options on every route because he lets Travis do that. And that's kind of the beauty behind it. Certainly Travis has earned a lot of that trust over the years. But there's a lot of coaches I know out there that they wouldn't feel comfortable in that situation. They wouldn't let Travis have all that, all those choices. And again, I do think this comes back to Andy, the culture he builds, the trust he puts in guys. And then I think the most importantly for them to be them, right? He's not trying to make you anybody else. He drafted Patrick for a reason. And then again, to kind of go mold it around those strengths. So,
Alex, when do we start seriously talking and taking the Kansas City Chiefs as a dynasty? When do we really start that conversation?
You know, I think this win puts them in one of those teams we talk about, the teams of an era. You know, from my childhood, I remember the Dallas Cowboys of the early 90s. Like, they just went to five straight AFC Championship games. That's unprecedented. Three Super Bowls in 4 years. You know, they won two of them. I just think Patrick, they also at the helm, they have this guy. We've never seen anything like him. He is different. And in that sense, I think they've made their mark, right, on us as we are a football culture, right? We love the NFL, and I think Patrick has made his mark. This team has made their mark. Certainly their window is still wide open. We all thought this last year was going to be a rebuilding year. You know, they traded away Tyreek Hill. They weren't going to have a chance in the AFC as deep as it was. And, you know, they obviously proved us wrong. So I think they're only going to kind of continue to build off this. But I think they've already kind of hit that level at this point.
Mm-hmm. Alex, let's go to the other side for a second with Jalen Hurts. I mean, obviously, what he's battled through has been incredible. What has impressed you thus far about his early career?
Man, I couldn't be more impressed with Jalen Hurts. This kid, everything about him, I mean, his development, obviously, on the field, I think also has been unprecedented. To look where he was, I mean, I played against him his rookie year, and to see where he's come in 2 years is just unbelievable. His ability to throw from the pocket, I thought this year was, you know, again, I think he's put himself in the elite quarterback list in the NFL. But I think the thing that nobody realizes, and there's kind of this misnomer out there, I think that Jalen has the easiest job in the NFL. I mean, this O-line and the talent around him, and I think that's garbage, to be honest. This kid makes more decisions than any quarterback in the NFL. He is an extension of this offensive line in the run game. They ask him to do more, I think, than any quarterback in the NFL. You know, as far as the complexities and balance of their offense, I mean, we saw it on Sunday. I mean, look at him. He was a one-man wrecking crew. He was this offense. And, again, I think to see it on the biggest stage for those out there that still had question marks about Jalen, right, that they breezed through the playoffs. He didn't look the same throwing the football. Man, he had one of the best performances in Super Bowl history. Now it came at a loss, which is, I think, it's a tough pill to swallow. But, I mean, if you're going to build around somebody, just look at this kid's mental makeup. Look what he stands for, his maturity. I mean, this is who you want to invest in if you're an owner. I mean, it's a kid like this. So I love it. I'm so pumped for him. I think he's amazing for football. Like, he's a guy, like, as a father of two young boys, man, I want to go buy a Jalen Hurts jersey for my kids because that's the kind of role model I want them, you know, to look up to.
Alex, I was going to tell you, we always keep it a buck on this show, and one of the things we always appreciate is authenticity, right? And one of the things we like about Jalen is that he's always kind of, you know, battled against the odds and overcame. And frankly, I think your kids have a great example in their dad as somebody who's battled and overcame, from somebody who has an AFO, somebody who's gone through a traumatic leg experience, man. Thank you for literally publicly going through a lot of your pain and overcoming, because it's one hell of an example, man. You're an inspiration, brother, seriously.
Jay, well, I appreciate it, man, so much. I appreciate that a lot, man. It's a unique situation, and to have been that vulnerable and to put it all out there, I'm so lucky to be where I am in life, and I'm thankful that football also had a role in giving me that back. But yeah, I'm just loving being a dad now, being able to run around with my kids. Certainly, I got to modify things when I get out of bed in the morning, but I don't feel like there's anything I can't go do.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, he's such an inspiration. On top of that, I gotta up my home office game looking at your backdrop.
Stop.
Oh, look at the built-in lighting, right the whole there. Thing.
Oh, yeah. I got to up my office, home office
hey,
game,
listen,
man.
You heard Alex. He played in the league for 13 years. You know, like he didn't just get one contract. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Alex Smith, former NFL quarterback, ESPN NFL analyst, and inspiration to Jay Williams.
Yeah.
Here, I thought
people,
I was
man.
The only inspiration for you, Jay.
No. Jeans Alex alone. Smith. Nothing about you athletically inspires me, Max.
I didn't say athletic.
Mentally.
Is Valentine's Day even a real thing? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Did you get a present? Did you write a letter? Did you do something small for your wife on Valentine's Day? To wish her happy
Why would I
Valentine's
do something
Day?
Small for my wife on Valentine's
or
Day?
Or something
day.
Big, something grand.
1:30 a.m. in the morning when I wake up.
I'm just asking you what you did. That's all. Scrooge on Valentine's Day.
I didn't know Scrooge could be a Valentine's
Day. Well, he is now on this show.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
What's wrong with you, man?
Come on, man. This is R&B. It's my...
Guys, I'm not saying that you have to do something on Valentine's Day. I get it. They got you. Hey, listen.
They got you.
You
got
to get her the flowers, the chocolates, whatever it is. I'm just saying. They got you. It's
have
a phony
anything?
Made
you
up holiday, and they got
no?
you.
They got to do something. Your next door neighbor is doing something. The lady down the street at the nail salon is doing something. Everybody's got something they
got
to do. Max, you got to do something.
They got
you can't ignore it.
Have you not done anything?
No, of course I do things. I do little
no,
things.
No.
You might get shy, man. You know how Max's shoulders go in.
Yeah, look, everything about his body just seems like it just doesn't want to talk about it.
Like in a minute, he's going to turn pink.
Okay.
You know? But I know I need a day, though. I just need a day, man. I need a day.
Is Valentine's Day a real thing, yes or no?
Yes. It's a real thing.
No, it's not. It's made up.
You don't have to go out and buy a Bentley.
Yeah,
you don't have to do that.
Just get your significant other a massage. Write her a letter. Do something.
Just a way to hit the working man in the wallet.
No, but you don't have to pay for it. Why do you always – you don't have to pay
it's,
for something.
Doing it yourself is even worse.
Writing a letter is really
her.
Challenging.
Oh, Max, what's wrong with you?
You write scripts every day for this just saying.
Ain't that right, Jay? What's yours is hers. He talking about hit a man in the wallet.
What's hers
right?
is hers.
Right, exactly. That's why
even – What's hers is hers and what's hers is hers.
Even when the day is for you – Right? It still costs you money.
It's together. It's everybody's.
Oh, I see.
What do you mean?
You need either a piece of junk that you put in the closet and never see again just creates clutter? Or there's some experience you don't really
yeah,
care about that you have to pay for?
A lot of closets in my house.
Jeez.
Yeah. There's some things we got to do, you know? Just
Every now and then, you have to let them purchase something and not wear it till 2028.
That's right. It's called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, it's called
Jay? Don't act like that.
You know they will buy
something and it will sit till 2028 and you walk past it 50 times and you're like, I thought you were going to wear that. Oh, no, I'm going to wear it next time. And it still sits
for some
the
special
year,
occasion that
year.
Never comes. Jay, what are your plans? Do you have plans for tonight?
No plans.
Oh, so you got it all out of the way with your little note.
Yes.
Oh, yes. See, that, Jay is thinking.
Yes.
Jay's a thinking man.
Yeah.
He just makes it. He writes a little note. Does it even rhyme? Did you write
don't
a poem?
Even, no, no don't even. Don't listen to Jay with the one little note cap. Okay, that ain't nothing but cap. He did a lot. You just he doesn't want to say what he did.
No, I wrote a letter.
Because it's a personal touch. It's more important than the material.
Yeah,
thing,
I put thought into it.
You didn't get a little orchid, the two orchids tied together.
So are you saying, Jay? So you saying individuals that buy flowers are not putting thought into it?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I know what my
I just need a
my wife doesn't like all that extra stuff. She
likes it.
That's a keeper, Jay.
She's like, tell me what, like, how meaningful
she's
I am.
She's a keeper. Yeah. So she's not worried about the next door neighbor's yard being, you know, a little bit bigger than yours.
Now
she's
that
not
Jay's
about
talking
that.
About that, I understand.
Jay's like,
now that Jay's talking about that, I'm starting to think about the whole phony made-up Hallmark holiday thing a little differently. In fact, those terrible greetings cards.
Reverse engineer it.
Are excellent because you don't have to put any effort in at all. What they're saying is, give us a couple bucks. We'll write some stupid poem. You don't have to do anything. Just sign
it. Yeah, just sign it. And that's all. Sign it.
I may be talking myself out of my previous
position. I'm going to get a day, Jay, and I've been practicing my golf swing a little bit here and there.
So I heard you did this thing with Topgolf the other day, huh?
Yeah. Swinging a little swing.
You and that's a nice, that's a country club looking swing key.
Man,
don't try to tell me you don't go to Shady Canyon and just be out there not hitting balls.
What are you wearing,
don't
kid?
Say anything. I can't play.
What
Max,
are you wearing?
Max,
I don't understand what you're wearing.
Trench coat.
Max. But then I got Bucci sitting up here talking crazy. You see that?
His shoulders are wrecked by football.
Okay. I'll play him in a round of golf and take his money. He better be careful.
Okay. Can y'all see out there betting golf now?
Because he better be careful.
What are we doing per hole, Key?
Whatever you want to do.
See, that's an MJ talk right there. I ain't messing with
I
Big
just,
Bank.
You know
I ain't
me,
messing
I,
with Big Bank.
No, I ain't talking about Big Bank, but you know me. I as Max say, Key knows. He's just acting like he don't. Yeah. You know when it gets down to it, I get serious about it. I'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
All right.
What are we talking about per hole here?
I don't know. I'm asking Key. You know, Key's the one making the bets out here. What are we doing?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Whatever Bill says we could do.
50 per hole?
Bill and Tom and
Bill
Jack
and Tom
that I'm playing with.
You know, when Jay says 50, he means 50 G's.
No, I'm
not.
Oh,
no, I ain't going to be able to do that.
MJ tried to catch me with that one.
What'd he do?
Can't.
Hold on. Tell the story.
No, it was like 20,000. I can't do a whole
20,000 what?
I'm not per hole.
Come on, MJ.
Per broke.
Per hole.
Jay
on,
like
MJ.
Per broke.
Per hole. I'm like, man, why? No. Nobody.
Were you
know.
Beating him at the time? Is
no,
that why
no. But it was before the round even started. Who does
what?
That? MJ.
What?
That's why you can't
every
participate.
Now and
slightly
you
competitive,
just,
it seems.
It's like the guys who come
stay
on the plane.
In your lane.
It's like the guys who come on the plane, and you're like, okay, we're going to roll the dice. I'm going to get some extra change today. And they come on with a duffel bag. I'm like, see, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Big bank takes little bank. That's the problem.
Why
not
are you bringing
500
stacks? I can't do that.
Not betting just to be betting to do it to try to show that I'm big boy. No.
I'm bringing my little per diem on, my little $500. Let's get it.
A
it's a lot of guys.
A hey,
Max,
a dollar
it's
ahead.
A lot of guys in the leagues. They get caught up in that big bank play, little bank.
Yeah.
Just leave that dude alone, man. That dude make $9 million a year in shoe money. He a rookie.
Then Cassie's asking for loans, and they're like, yeah, I'll give you this loan, 5% interest. I'm like,
he's got,
you really tacking interest onto the loan?
He's got game checks crumpled up in the car he doesn't even know about. You know,
playing
he's sitting
dice
on
in the corner of the plane. What are we doing?
No.
I have first take. So I get a
you on first take today?
Yes, I am on first take.
Are you talking are you gonna make
Super
the
Super Bowl?
Are you gonna make the take that the Bills were a dynasty?
But
you
the Chiefs aren't?
You won't do it. You won't do
Bills,
it.
Bills yes,
first take.
Chiefs no.
No, you won't.
Greeny coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. See you tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Bet.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.